Hello and welcome to Mind My Adventures. With me, Mark, I'm here at Highcliffe, just outside of Christchurch, with my son, Lucas, who is playing chicken with the sea, and he's throwing rocks at the sea and trying to dodge the waves coming in. It's rather windy, actually, rather cold, and I don't know if you remember, if you listen to any of the hiker pods that I do, I was down at Lymington just before New Year, and I did the Lymington Loop. I can literally see it from where I am because I'm a bit further west down the coast, and I've got this wonderful view of the Isle of Wight and the Needles, and it's a glorious sunny day. It's just cold and windy, and there's lots of surfers out in their winter wetsuits. And the sun's out, and there's a tiny bit of warmth. Once the wind dies down, you can feel a little bit of warmth, but it's few and far between. But it's kind of nice seeing all the dogs out having a run around, which is kind of cool. One's just gone up to Lucas. The sea is quite rough, actually, it's quite violent. Still, it's kind of nice just to be by the coast. And I thought I'd do the thing where I get to do the stereo recording of the footsteps on the rocks, because it's all pebbles and rocks down here. It's not made it to a sandy coast yet. Lucas is doing some mad thing of bending down, really tempting fate. Don't know what he's doing actually, but I've got a funny feeling he's going to come back soaking wet, which would be typical Lucas and typical for being down here as well. So I've got to keep my eye on him. Because my folks are here, they've just gone for a walk with Dolly the dog along the cliff, and we thought we'd come down here because we're here for the weekend. Before we head back tomorrow. And in a second we're going to go for a coffee and a cake. That's what I'm hoping anyway. It's the bit that I'm looking forward to. So I'm going to have to call Lucas over, and so we can go off and do that thing. So I don't know if I'm going to be able to... I didn't think about that. The intro music. I know I've even forgotten what it's called. I don't have it online. It only exists on the Raspberry Pi 5. So I have to go and figure that out for later on. So this could be the only one without the intro music. So, welcome back to the next day. We moved down the coast to a different place called Barton-on-Sea. And, oh wow, I'm about to get hit by the sea. Didn't realise I was actually that close to the line. It's a bit quieter today, and I foolishly left the recorder back at home in the podcast bag. So that's why I'm recording this on my phone. So apologies for the change in quality. So I was really hoping to get a nice sort of stereo recording of the ocean. Sea, it's not the ocean at all, it's the sea. But I couldn't, and I can't. And Lucas has just got his trainers wet. Because he was taking a picture and the sea surrounded him. Your socks wet? Oh, for goodness sake, Luke. No, it's... Oh, dear. Okay, whatever. And so... we're at Barton-on-Sea, which is just a bit further down the coast. Not far from where we were yesterday. It's literally the kind of next, more or less, seaside town along from where we were. And what a difference a day makes. It's an absolute glorious sunny day with very little clouds. And... I'm a bit closer to the Isle of Wight today, so and there's lots of blue sky and less wind, and it's not as cold. And actually, there's some mental geezer up by the. There's a whole row of beach huts, right? There's a mental geezer with his t-shirt off, and it's like, dude, it's not that warm, you know. I would actually feel quite comfortable in shorts, but it's. Still not, we're not there yet. It's not quite spring, it's still winter. I think we're at the tail ends of winter, aren't we? Because I think it's about 2 or 3 weeks maybe max that we are That's going to get you. We're about 2 or 3 weeks away from the equinox, where we transition into spring. So we're not far from spring, we're just not there yet. And I like the fact that we can sort of still feel the death throes of winter and still sort of have a little bit of spring on the horizon, which is nice. But then I kind of, you know, I like a nice winter's day. I mean, obviously I'm not a massive fan of snow, to be honest with you, but I do like a nice fresh winter's day with some blue sky and a little bit of wind. It makes it all... He's about to get soaked. Nope, he dodged that one. Luckily I brought 2 pairs of socks spare and a spare pair of trainers for him. I don't know what he's going to wear for his archery session this afternoon, but yeah, so I'm kind of getting ready for my big adventure on Tuesday. So I'm marking 20 years of hiking adventures, like taking it seriously and being able to record it and considering myself a proper hiker and going on adventures. The very first one the first one that I took seriously was in August 2004, which was walking the Southwest Coast Path from Marazion to St Ives, and I did that in 4 days. Well, I did it in 6 days across, but in 4 days with a couple of day breaks. So I'm going back on Tuesday. So Wednesday I had planned to do the whole thing. Right, he's just soaked himself now. I had planned to do the whole thing in 2 days, which I kind of think is extremely ambitious. Extremely ambitious on our part, my part. So now I am, I'm definitely, I love doing the kind of Penzance to Land's End. So I'm going to push my luck maybe and either do Penzance to St Just, which is just a bit further around the coast, or do Penzance or do Marazion to Land's End. I haven't decided yet, and I'm going to go back at a later date. I'm just going to keep pushing this back and back and back until so I'm hoping to go for maybe Easter time, go down for a few more days and have another crack at it and see how we go. Now there are some people stripping off into their very skimpy swimwear about to get in the sea, and it's really, I mean, it's nice, but it's still not that warm. I can understand doing this in a wetsuit, perhaps. Now, I'm going silent because Lucas is trying to do something that is going to fail, and he's going to end up sorry. But, you know, he's a child, why would he listen to me? So he's sitting right at the very edge on his coat, and he's going to get soaking wet. But what can you do? So yeah, I haven't decided how I'm going to do it. I'm going to do one of the legs, but I'm not sure which how I'm going to do it yet. So I've got a day to work it out, to figure it out, to plan it properly. So I'm not too worried or stressed about it at the moment. I think I would have liked to have done it, but the thing is, it would have worked out as to be, if I do the full, split it over 2 days, the whole journey, which is, it'd be 25 miles a day, and I'm just not sure that I'm there yet. I'd need a bit more training, and I've not done enough training to do that yet. So we'll see. So I kind of think that's probably enough. talk from me. So I thought I'd finish off the last chapter of this podcast in my parents' garden. And this whole trip has been encouraging and really nice, actually. So across 2 days. Normally when I sort of come away from here, I have a sort of a clear mind of when I go back home that my life is going to be better and I'm going to plan things better and be better at, you know, organising my circumstances and stuff. And I don't feel that this time, but for good reason. And for, I think for the first time, I've come away and I feel like actually I'm already doing it. So back home, that is, I'm with my lists and my planning and my designing, I kind of feel like I've already got that in place. And this has felt less like a holiday, although it has felt like a holiday, but more of a departure, right? So like my diet, for example, routine and diet, I feel like I've got it right at home. I'm eating the right things and I'm cooking the right things and spending time learning how to cook and getting that bit right. So normally when I come here, my mum's a great cook, and obviously everyone says that about their mums normally, I would imagine. I feel like I've really enjoyed my mum's food, but I also feel like actually I've got that bit right, you know, now. And I feel like normally I sort of come here and I plan things and, you know, set out designing things in my books and spend money I don't need to and stuff. And I haven't done any of that because I feel like I'm already on the right route. So I don't want to tempt fate, obviously, and then sort of go back and then it all falls apart. I kind of feel like I feel encouraged and feel like actually, yeah, this is good. I feel like I'm in a good place and it's happening. We'll see. I feel like I've got a much better quality of life now than when I had when I was working at Oasis. And I have more time and I'm using that time more effectively and enjoying it. I've still got a long way to go. I'm not pretending that I haven't, you know. I have, but I'm enjoying the journey. And I think that's got more to do with the mindset than I suggest probably much has changed. I think I've probably changed my mindset, so I'm enjoying it more. And I think it's about time, especially at my age now. And, you know, my parents live, you know, they've got like the typical country living. So it's beautiful country, like slap bang in the middle of the New Forest. It's beautiful countryside. So when we come here, I always like to think I'm going to take a little bit back to Enfield and I feel encouraged. But I just feel like I'm actually, you know, for the first time that I recall anyway, actually feel like I'm looking forward to going back. And not that I don't love staying with them. I do. I've enjoyed it. I could stay another night. But I kind of think, yeah, this is good. I feel like I'm doing what I set out to do. So I know it's a bit of a strange end to this particular podcast. And I apologise. It probably doesn't make much sense. And it's a sort of vast departure from 2 days of beach combing. But I thought, I could have typed this out, but I didn't particularly want to. I wanted to kind of finish with the podcast, finish the podcast on a positive note. So I've really, really enjoyed this and actually enjoyed the whole kind of feeling like I'm progressing, you know. And I hope I really do hope that it continues and I stay on this particular path. Because it's been enjoyable, you know, and it's kind of nice having a positive outlook, really, rather than wallowing in sadness and depression, which I don't think I did. I didn't do, but, you know, I'm guessing that this is better. I think it's better. What I'm trying to say is it's nice to actually feel something, feel positive rather than not feel anything at all. So once I've cobbled all of this, these recordings together, I think it's 3 in total, it's going to be interesting to see how this quality wise turns out. But it's been fun and I'm looking forward to the next one, which will probably be Tuesday, No, I think the next podcast will probably be recorded on Wednesday. I've now just got a message, Justin, to send me the final version of his podcast so I can publish the one I recorded on the way to St Albans. And then the one at Cornwall can be published at the end of the week. So, on the previous two sections of the recording, I thought those were the end of the actual podcast, where you won't hear them because I'll cut them out, but I will have said goodbye. So, bizarrely, this is the third time I'm saying thanks for listening and thanks for joining me on this. This has been My Adventures, and I'm Mark.